For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I am not particularly grossed out by anything. I don't like hair in my food. It'll stop me from eating the food if I'm eating it. If there's hair there.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm really hungry, as long as it's like not really mixed in with my stuff. The hell is that?
A video is playing on my phone. I don't know how.
Oh, you watching porn over there in the corner?
Caught me.
Back on the air. Right.
I am grossed out by other people's, not mine or my children's, I find out. But I am grossed out by other people's boogers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were to pick your nose and put it on the counter right now, I'd punch you in the face.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I would never hit you, but that grosses me out.
Rude.
Vito Paginelli was a good friend of mine, and I was playing a video game, and he picked his nose and put it on my shoulder, like, as a joke, just a little booger. I turn around and punch him square in the face.
Not cool.
Boogers are no joke to me, man. I do not like it. In fact, I found him the other day on Facebook. I haven't talked to him in years, but I almost thought about trying to call him on the show if we can talk about moments of my life. And now a moment from Mike's life.
Oh, no.
We talk about people who I did bad things to. And yeah, I didn't want to apologize. I want to let him apologize to me for putting a booger on me. I didn't hear it, but I understand that for some reason John Senning ate his own booger.
Yeah, he eats his own booger.
But like still? Now or when
now.
He was a kid?
Apparently, now. Yeah, still okay. Now. Yeah. That's,
all right. Stop it.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing it on a current basis. Like, I don't think he's doing it all the time. I think he did it for some reason. Oh. And yeah, no is the right answer to that, Carmen.
Yeah, no, he's not allowed in here anymore.
Nope.
Like, that's and so gross.
It is gross. And if the weird thing is that if it's mine, if I got a booger hanging on my nose, I'll pick it, no problem, throw it away. I find that my kids would often get snot, mostly snot, not boogers, on my arm or whatever, and I'm like fine with it. I actually pulled one out of my daughter's nose the other day, just a little crunchy booger.
Oh, God.
And then I gave it a little rolling flick, you know? But that's it. I don't want anybody else's. Like, I don't think I can reach up and grab one out of my wife's nose. Oh. I don't. I could tell her, hey, you got a little bat in the cave.
I do that for Kelly all the time, actually.
Check or pull?
I pick some out, especially if I know she can't get to it yet.
No, if she's got full hands.
No.
Okay, stop talking about something. Findings now suggest that snot could defend against respiratory infections, stomach ulcers, and even HIV. Researchers are working on synthetic mucus. Researchers are working on synthetic mucus toothpaste and chewing gum to harness the dental benefits of boogers. Nature pushes us to do different things because it is to our advantage to have certain behaviors to consume different types of food, said Dr. Scott Napper, professor of biochemistry at the University of Saskatchewan. Good, Canadians, eat your own boogers. So maybe when you have the urge to pick your nose and eat it, who has that urge?
No.
You should just go with nature.
Yeah.
I think kids don't have an urge to eat it as much as they're like, hey, what's this? From an evolutionary perspective, we evolved under very dirty conditions, and maybe this desire to keep our environment and our behavior sterile isn't actually working to our advantage. Austrian lung specialist Professor Friedrich Bischinger, who also contributed to this study, said that research showed people who pick their noses are healthy. I picked the hell out of my nose.
Right.
I ain't need it. Healthy, happier, and probably better in tune with their bodies. Me and my body are not in tune with each other. I mean, we're in tune with each other. We're just not in very good tune, and we need some tuning. Eating the dry remains of what you pull out is a great way of strengthening the body's immune system. Why? It's already in your body.
Yeah, but it's in a different system, though. You know what I mean?
So medically, it makes great sense and is perfectly natural thing to do. In the terms of immune system, the nose is a filter in which a great deal of bacteria are collected. And when this mixture arrives in the intestines, it works just like medicine. So basically, what a snot is a booger is mucus and dust.
Mm.
So how can that be good for you?
Well, because it has dirts and allergens and stuff that you're taking in through your nose, and it's being filtered out and turned into boogers. By the way, I'm not reading this. I'm a genius.
Yeah.
But much like your own fecal matter is in your body, if you were to digest that, it would have problems because that's bad bacteria and it's too much of it, whereas this has some benefits to it.
Scientists have discovered that ingesting boogers is good for teeth and overall health.
Yeah.
Scientists at a number of universities, including Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Well, we learned before, though, from Carmen, that Harvard does not have a good medical school.
That's true.
Yeah.
They say parents should not discourage their children from picking their nose because they contain a rich reservoir of good bacteria.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just not one of those things you really want to hear.
No, and it's certainly not one of those things you want to do. Do it in private.
I don't know.
Don't talk about it.
You know how now doctors are talking about your brain-gut connection and how it has to do with Parkinson's and stuff and bacteria that's in your gut and can help with your brain?
No.
You seen how?
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. They now make pills made out of human feces that you're supposed to eat for people that have intestinal disorders.
That's easier for me.
I'm going to pass on
easier?
That.
That's easier for me. If you give me a pill and tell me, take this pill, it's going to help with you, whatever, I'm like, fine. But if you tell me, take this pill, it's somebody's boogers.
But that's poop that somebody's...
Yeah, and then you burp and everyone's like, who farted? That's gross. You ever do this, though? You ever do a little... and swallow?
That'll do.
Not on purpose, though.
But that's the same thing.
That's easier,
it's easier. It's not, because you didn't pick it and put it back in. You just transferred it inside. But it was all inside.
It's just going through a different tunnel.
Yeah.
You know?
We didn't see it and put it back in.
Yeah. Sure, I understand that, but I'm saying you're still doing it.
So. Something gross happened to me this weekend that I want to talk about so bad, but I feel like I shouldn't.
Why?
I don't know why. I guess I can talk about it. It's just really gross, though.
That's all right.
No. Yeah, I don't mind talking about it.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm back on the, I toned down the mask, the sleeping mask.
Oh, okay.
This
calibrated
is really gross.
Yourself.
Very self. This is gross.
Uh-huh.
Like, I hope my wife's not listening because she may never want to kiss me again. Okay, so on Saturday, I took the kids to wrestling. And they didn't eat dinner because we were into wrestling. And on the way home, they were starving. So we went out. I said, well, where do you guys want to go? And they had hockey at 7:30. So we had to go through a drive-through. And they wanted Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Taco Bell. Okay. Now, I've been on a diet. I'm doing really good. But I was also starving. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to Taco Bell. So I got one little burrito.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
a bean burrito. And I ate it on the way home.
Oh, dear.
What do you? Oh dear, you have no idea.
I have a feeling. Yeah. I have a feeling. I know where this is going to go.
Me too.
I ate it.
Oh no!
It went down smooth.
And did you have it again later that evening?
Yeah.
No. Oh. And I went home, took my Prilosec. I've had no acid reflux. Everything's
been
good.
So healthy.
Healthy.
How old are you? Went home, took my
prescription shoes off,
put on my CPAC mask,
ate my Metamucil.
Yep.
And I went and. Put on the mask. The mask has been responsible for me getting the best sleep, so I'm not going to say
or the bamboo pillows.
Or the bamboo pillows. The bamboo pillows are keeping me in one position. They've now given me back problems.
Oh.
I've been so stationary now that I'm having back problems. I get up in the morning.
All right.
So I go home. Now, for those of you who don't know, the sleep apnea mask, which I've not really been given medically.
Prescribed.
I just have one.
Right.
Yeah. It goes over your nose and mouth like this. It looks like a cup like you would wear in sports.
It looks like if you're a fighter pilot.
Yeah, or a fighter pilot, yeah. Yeah,
that's a cooler way. Yeah, yeah, right?
Much cooler, yeah.
Putting a cup over your face. So I put the thing on, and I laid in bed. I had my daughter slept with me. I had her under my arm. My wife was out cold. And I went to sleep, and I was sleeping beautifully. No tossing, turning, no acid reflux, mm-hmm. no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, Galvin, and I don't even know how to say this, I it wasn't a vomit.
Spit up.
It was a full throw up into the mask while I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Carmen, it was disgusting because not only did I throw up, but it filled up the mask and woke me up that way. And I was like, what just happened to me? So I had to get up and run inside and clean my face, which was gross because it was all on my beard and stuff. So, yeah, it was gross.
By the way, exactly what you want to do when you're sound asleep.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
That's what I'm saying.
It's emergency run into the bathroom because you have puke on your face.
But with a mask on, so it's all still there. Do you know that that was the best lesson? Because I hate fast food.
Absolutely.
It makes me feel terrible. And I was like, well, just one. It smells so good. Now I'm like, thank you for making it happen. Because now I'm never going. So I had to go clean that. And then I had to go get a dish soap and clean the mask. Because I got to put the mask back on my face.
Oh,
you know?
God.
It was the grossest thing that happened. But I'm okay to talk about it because now I know that as delicious as it was and Taco Bell is just no good for
me. You know, back when I used to eat Taco Bell and I would get where I would get like a regurgitation and it would be in my throat.
Yeah.
And there was one night that I woke up and it felt like somebody lit my throat on fire. Like it was gasoline in there and I couldn't get rid of that.
Yeah,
I don't know whether it was acid reflux or whatever.
That's exactly
it was
what it was.
Burning my esophagus. Oh, I was like, okay, well,
clearly
I shouldn't be eating $18 worth of Taco Bell right before I go to bed.
18? By yourself?
So
I had three kids and I made $18.
Yeah.
I used to get those big, like, extra large stuffed burritos.
I feel like somebody was like, we'll teach you.
Because
usually when you lay down, you're like, oh, I kind of feel like I got a little something brewing, but I had nothing.
Right.
And then, so I'm officially done with fast food.
That happens with a little broccoli. You're like, oh, this is delightful.
Yeah. Right.
A little broccoli.
Oh, that's the worst part of that. I've been eating so good, cutting out so many things, eating right. The other day What's that?
You can't go back now.
Can't go back. The other day I was starving, and I made a little egg white omelet. By myself, with nothing in it. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
But at least it was better to eat that than to go eat something else.
I feel like you like it though, deep down. You don't want to like the egg whites, but you like them.
No, they are the equivalent of what would happen if you were allowed to eat plastic.
Yeah, well, I mean, egg whites really don't have anything. That's why you throw a little onion or mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but I was hungry and I had to make something quick, and I was like, open the refrigerator and I look at the galley of food that we have for the kids. I'm like, oh, I'll take that and try that. My daughter had her tonsils out, so there's so many ice pops.
Oh, yeah.
So I was starving the other night. Like, and I'm out, I'm doing stuff, whatever, and I text my son. I go, hey, you hungry? You want something? He's like, yeah. Text my wife, too, yeah. So I got Burger King and drove home with Burger King
in my car
and didn't eat a single fry.
Wow.
I was like, I got out of the car and I high-fived myself.
Oh.
I go, you're a champion.
I had six beignets for breakfast.
Yeah.
Six of them by myself.
Did you just go out and eat fast there?
I did. I ate everything.
Can I tell you, I'm good with the kids, though. They get fries, and I go, look at me. I look at my son. I go, look at me. He goes, why? I go, give me one fry. And he holds. I go, no. I didn't say, let me see your fries. I said, give me one fry. And he'll point one out, and I'll take the one. And I'm good with that. I can eat one fry and be done.
Do you spit it out, or do you just chew it?
No, I chew it. I'm like, I feel like the smell is manifested itself in my body.
My brother Tim, did bodybuilding and stuff, and you know, still lifts cars over his heads.
That's why he's having hernia surgery today.
But his friend Joe would do that. He'd go, I just want to taste the cake, and he'd get a piece of cake, like a big piece of cake, put it in his mouth, and then just spit it out. He wouldn't swallow. He goes, I just want to taste it.
Oh man,
I love it.
So gross. So if you want to throw up in your mask, about it at midnight. It always works out.
No. You may want to talk to the doctor about that.
Yeah.
No. The doctor will tell me, don't eat Taco Bell.
Right. And don't wear masks that weren't prescribed to you.
No, the mask is working good now.
Just putting air in your body like what's her name? Veruca Salter. Which one was the one that blew up?
Oh, yeah, from Wonka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you, it's the cleanest my beard's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got in there. I washed it out and I got in there with a comb, combed it out, conditioned it.
Well, what if Galvin's right? Like, what if that mask, you're blowing air into your body, is making you throw up somehow?
Mm-hmm.
It's just forcing air into your
up
gut.
Until I ate Taco Bell.
It's putting the air in your body and then just pushing everything in your stomach back out of your mouth.
That would be such a terrible thing.
Nope. I'm fine. I'm good.
All right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.